आप ऑस्ट्रेलिया को जानने में मदद के लिए SBS ऑडियो का तैयार करता पॉडकास्ट ऑस्ट्रेलिया एक्सप्लेन सुन रहे हैं।
सामईन, ऑस्ट्रेलिया में काम की जगह के ज़ाब्ता इखलाक हर इदारे के मुताबिक मुख्तलिफ हो सकते हैं, लेकिन आम तौर पर ज़्यादातर कारोबारों और सनतों में कुछ आम गैर तहरीरी उसूलों की पैरवी की जाती है। मज़ीद बरां, ऑस्ट्रेलियन दफातर में कुछ अनकहे उसूल भी हैं जो समाजी उसूलों के एक सेट में तब्दील हो सकते हैं। खुश आमदेद ऑस्ट्रेलिया की इस किस्त में हम ये जानने की कोशिश करेंगे कि एक नई नौकरी शुरू करते वक्त इन गैर तहरीरी उसूलों से आप अपने आप को कैसे मुतारफ करवाते हैं। ऑस्ट्रेलिया में नई मुलाजमत हासिल करने के बाद कंपनी के इन अनकहे उसूलों को समझना जरूरी है। UTS बिजनेस स्कूल में एसोसिएट डीन एकेडमिक स्टाफिंग और एसोसिएट प्रोफेसर रूबेन जॉन्स बताती हैं।
So whilst we have these sort of written codes of conduct, it's those unwritten rules that can be quite challenging and can impact on someone's career progression, because maybe if you're not following those unwritten rules and you're not aware of them, it might be seen that you're not necessarily a team player or you're not somebody who fits into the culture of our organization.
Professor Johns ne is baat par roshni dali hai ki kya dekhna zaruri hai.
Some of the common ones you might hear about how you work at your desk, so it might be about whether you engage in personal conversations at your desk, whether you can take phone calls at your desk, things like not eating at your desk, because often a lot of people complain about the smells or the fragrances coming from what people are eating. Other things might relate more into behaviors and emotions, so about to what extent is it acceptable to bring your emotions to the workplace, whether you gossip or not. Talking about your social activities in the workplace, at some places that's very much frowned upon.
लिबास के ज़ाब्ते की पाबंदी दफ्तरों की सकाफत का एक और अहम पहलू है। अगरचे बहुत से काम करने की जगहों पर एक आरामदेह या कारोबारी आरामदेह लिबास पहनने को फोकियत दी जाती है, ताहम दफ्तरी लिबास सनत, कंपनी और मखसूस काम की जगह के लिहाज से वसी पैमाने पर मुख्तलिफ हो सकता है। इन मरई रहनुमा खतूत से हट कर प्रोफेसर जॉन्स का कहना है की इस बारे में भी गैर वाज़े उसूल मौजूद हैं कि लोग दफ्तर में दूसरों से कैसे ताल्लुक रखते हैं।
Some of the others might have to do with how you build relationships and how you network. There's often unwritten rules around that within workplaces, and also playing politics within the workplace and how you maybe deal with the internal politics of an organization is a really important part, and there's a lot of rules that often go along with that that you'll only get to know over time, that you might pick up from looking at other people within the organization as to how they behave.
प्रोफेसर जॉन्स ने मजीद कहा कि एक और अहम गैर तहरीरी उसूल में ईमेल मवासलात के अंदाज शामिल हैं।
Can you use emojis and exclamation marks and things like that? What's the etiquette around using those? And again, that might not necessarily be something that's written down. It's something that might be more informal as to how people communicate, but you can certainly put people offside with the way that you go about communicating through emails.
Christine Costley, Multicultural Australia ki Chief Executive Officer hain, jo Queensland mein waqai ek tanzeem hai jo tarkeen watan ko riyasat mein apni nayi zindagi basar karne mein madad karti hai. Wo kehti hain Australia mein kaam ki jagah ke qawaneen aur zawabit ek jame nizam hai jiska maqsad karkunon ke huquq aur behbood ka tahaffuz karna hai.
The Australian workplace is, I think, very highly regulated, possibly more highly regulated than the workspaces of a lot of other countries. We do have a migrant workers' rights project. It's around actually informing people about this is your pay that you're entitled to receive. There are awards that apply to this role. These are the work conditions that you should expect. These are the work hours that you should be working. But there's also a whole range of things around what you need to do around your paperwork on taxes and superannuation and insurance.
Nijat Basr, SBS Turki ke executive producer hain. Unhone Australia aane se pehle 20 saal tak Turki mein kaam kiya hai. Wo kehte hain Australia mein kaam ki jagah Turki ke muqable mein bahut zyada munazzim hai.
Bullying is a norm in Turkey. It's expected. It's like, okay, the bosses need to be tough and the employees need to follow the orders. And here there are clear-cut definition of bullying and gender bias. anti-LGBTQ plus rhetoric statements.
ऑस्ट्रेलिया में तजहीक या बुलिंग को संजीदगी से लिया जाता है और इससे निपटने और रोकने के लिए इकदाम किए गए हैं। जाब्ते का ये उसूल काम के मुख्तलिफ पहलुओं पर मबनी है। जनाब बसर कहते हैं कि इख्तिलाफ राय के इजहार का तरीका सकाफती उसूलों की बुनियाद पर मुख्तलिफ हो सकता है। ऑस्ट्रेलिया में काम की जगह पर लोग आम तौर पर एहतराम और तामीरी अंदाज में इख्तिलाफ राय करते हैं।
There is this work culture of politeness. You have people appear as if they agree. At first they say, oh, okay, yes, you're right. That's a good point. And then say just the opposite. I try to move the conversation in a different direction. They start with, okay, there are no wrong answers. But there are wrong answers. In Turkey, it's more blunt. You have to say, No, that's wrong. This is the right way of doing things.
مزید برآں آسٹریلین لوگ دفاتری تعامل کی اپنی ترجیحی شکل کے طور پر مصافحہ، سر ہلانا یا زبانی مبارکباد کا استعمال کرتے ہیں۔ محترمہ کاسٹی کہتی ہیں کہ عام طور پر ساتھیوں کے درمیان پیار کے اظہار سے بچنا ہی بہتر ہے۔
There are some countries where it's actually customary to hug everyone, even kind of do the double cheek kiss, which is not really the done thing in Australia, but kind of half and half. And then when you get even other different cultures as well, say, you know, a lot of Asian cultures, you absolutely do not do it.
آسٹریلین کام کی جگہوں پر بھی وقت کی پابندی کو بہت اہمیت دی جاتی ہے۔ یہ دوسروں کے وقت کا احترام ظاہر کرنے کا ایک طریقہ ہے اور اسے پیشہ ورانہ مہارت کی علامت کے طور پر دیکھا جاتا ہے۔ پروفیسر جونز کا کہنا ہے کہ آپ سے دفتر میں جن گھنٹوں کی توقع کی جاتی ہے اس کے ارد گرد کی ثقافت کو سمجھنا بھی ضروری ہے۔
Written in your employment contract, there's often this unwritten rule where people may work until a certain point in time into the evening. So maybe officially meant to finish at, say, 5:30, but people work through until 7 o'clock. And if you're not seen to be there till later, it's thought, oh, that person's not very dedicated because they always up and leave right on time. I think a number of organizations have tried to change that.
کافی کے وقفے اور صبح کی چائے، جو کافی اور سنیکس کے ایک مختصر وقفے پر مبنی ہوتی ہے، آسٹریلین کام کی جگہوں پر عام ہے اور انہیں سماجی دوستی اور ٹیم بانڈنگ کے مواقع کے طور پر دیکھا جاتا ہے۔ تاہم ہو سکتا ہے کہ کچھ تارکین وطن اس عمل سے ناواقف ہوں، اور یہ بھی ہو سکتا ہے کہ اسے غیر اخلاقی اور وقت کا ضیاع سمجھیں۔ یہ ایک نئے تارک وطن کا معاملہ تھا جس کی محترمہ کاسٹلی نے نئی ملازمت میں مدد کی تھی۔
She said, everyone kept saying, let's have a coffee. And I don't drink coffee. And I would just keep saying, well, no, because I don't drink coffee. And I didn't realize let's have a coffee means let's catch up, let's connect. You can drink other things other than coffee, but it becomes a really important point about connection. And I think it's understanding how you create those connections. What are the tips and tricks that actually is a thing that people struggle with most navigating their way through the workplace?
وہ مزید کہتی ہیں کہ بعض اوقات کام کی جگہ پر غیر تحریری اصولوں کو نہ سمجھنا انسان کو الگ تھلگ کرنے کا باعث بن سکتا ہے۔
We shouldn't just expect it to be of the person just coming into the workplace to kind of be trying to navigate it themselves. We should put it on workplaces to actually understand that there is a navigation piece that needs to happen.
اسی طرح جبکہ کمپنیز کے لیے اس عمل کو آسان بنانا ضروری ہے، کارکنان سوال پوچھ کر اور ایک سرپرست یا دوست تلاش کر کے اپنی نئی جگہ پر منتقلی کو آسان بنا سکتے ہیں، محترمہ کاسٹلی تجویز کرتی ہیں۔
What a person coming in as a migrant into the workplace could do when they start is to kind of say, I need to understand the culture of the workplace to be able to perform to the best of my ability. What support can you give me as the employer to make sure that I'm doing the best for you?
سامعین، آسٹریلیا میں اپنی نئی زندگی میں بسنے کے بارے میں مزید قیمتی معلومات اور تجاویز کے لیے آسٹریلیا ایکسپلین کے اردو پوڈ کاسٹ خوش آمدید آسٹریلیا کو سبسکرائب کریں یا فالو کریں۔ کیا آپ کے پاس کوئی سوال یا خیالات ہیں؟ ہمیں آسٹریلیا ایکسپلین @sbs.com.au پر ای میل بھیجیں۔
آپ ایس بی ایس آڈیو کا پوڈ کاسٹ سن رہے تھے۔ آسٹریلیا ایکسپلین کی دیگر اقساط سننے کے لیے sbs.com.au/australiaexplained پر جائیے۔